Father, we give you the praise.
Father, we give you the honor. We give you the adoration. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Just very quickly, just a brief, very, very brief charge unto expectation for this program that starts tomorrow. And the charge is preparation for divine visitation. Preparation for divine visitation. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, and in verse 1. Acts chapter 2, and in verse 1. He said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there was a sound from heaven. There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and cloven tongues as of fire. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The first thing that is important to know is that God does not do things without the preparation of people. Even if God is to take a person by surprise, he takes people that are prepared by surprise. God does not do things without the preparation of people. Even if God is to take people by surprise, he takes prepared people by surprise. Before Pharaoh will send for Joseph, Joseph had the cloth that is meant for the palace. Genesis 41 and in verse 14. Before Jesus could turn water into wine, the water pot that should hold the water that will turn to wine was already available. He said there were 6 water pots set. Not mistakenly there, set. That's the word, positioned. Acts, John chapter 2. Verse 5, whatsoever I say unto you, do. And verse 6, and they were set there. 6 water pots of stone, set. Second thing to note is that most times God is ready for people, but people are not ready for God. One thing I am sure for this conference is that God is ready. What is not certain is whether the people are ready. So what constitutes preparation for divine visitation? Number one is sensitivity to divine timing. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, so there was a timing to it. One of the worst things that can happen to anybody is to be in the time for rain and not expect rain. Sensitivity to divine timing. Being able to calculate the time like the sons of Issachar. We are in a strategic divine timing. Very, very strategic. The whole of the world is in a bed pang. Pray for us from Tanzania. Even in Iraq, they sent to us. I don't know what's going on there, but somebody sent us. They pray for us in Iraq. Yes. Apart from the persecution, I think there's something happening. Pray for us from Tanzania. What was happening in Tanzania? Post-election violence. Pray for us, Cameroon. As well. Pray for us, Nigeria. Just everywhere. Every time you see pressure, it is because treasure is about to be delivered. There is global pressure. There is global bedpang. The Bible said as soon as Zion traveled, he brought forth her children. Strange times provoke strange mantles. Don't forget it. When the times appear strange, mantles that are equally strange arrive. Seasons of battles are seasons of mantles. But many of us are not aware. The Bible said a lion roared. Samson went down to Timnath. And a young lion roared at him. And then the Spirit of the Lord rose mightily upon him. The roaring of that lion provoked a mighty arrival. Was that Judges chapter 15, verse 4, 5 or so? 14, verse 5, thereabout. Look at it. He went down to Timnath. And a young lion roared against him. And then in verse 6, and the Spirit came mightily. Every time we see the lion roaring, something mighty is about to drop. We see the roaring of the lion in our nation. We see the roaring of the lion in the nations of the world. We see pressure like never before. What was it that made Elijah to come call down fire at will? The times were so strange. Prophets of Baal were everywhere. Children's sacrifice was everywhere. So he needed an equally strange anointing to handle the strangeness of the times. Hallelujah. Sensitivity to divine timing. Number two is desperation at the place of prayer. In Acts chapter 1 verse 14, they continued in prayer. In Acts chapter 2 verse 1, they were still in that prayer. I like us to know that prayer is not just an act. Prayer is an attitude. When he said pray without ceasing, it's impossible for your mouth to be moving for 24 hours. but pray without ceasing. That is, remain in a permanent state of continual desire. In a permanent state of continual desire. In a permanent state of continual expectation. Heart is reaching out to God. That climate of desperation, it provokes divine visitation. When prayer becomes an attitude instead of an act, the power of God becomes an atmosphere instead of an incidence. When prayer becomes an attitude instead of an act, the power of God becomes an atmosphere instead of just an incident. You have heard something tonight about the kind of overtime the devil is doing, and your heart is heavy. Push it at a place of prayer. Let's be sensitive to the time we are in to know that these kind of times, strange mantles fall. Let's become desperate. Desperation at the place of prayer. Number three. The climate of focus. Focus. They were all with one accord in one place. They were not in two places. They were not in three places. They were in one place. You know, you can be in a meeting like this and you are not in this place. It is possible to sit here, but you are not here. If you want to see God move on your life, you must be in one place. Jacob was left alone. One place. Take your seat. Let the issues of the house where you came from remain there. Let the issues of the ministry at home remain there. Let the concerns of money that you left at home, let it remain there. Just allow God to deal with you here. Look at your neighbor, say, be in one place. You know that there's a law of focus that said, anywhere you are, be there. Anywhere you are, be there. Which means that you can be somewhere and you are not there. The climate of focus. Papa Yedepo said, when he went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, for that meeting that changed his life, he said the hotel where he stayed, he can't remember, he doesn't know the name. The person who sat behind him in the meeting, he doesn't know who it is. Till tomorrow. But he sat on the gallery, not even in the main sanctuary. And his eyes was focused on Kenneth Hagin like a laser beam. He didn't know anybody near him. Lord, whatever makes Hagin Hagin, I want it. And then he said, while the man spoke, the face of the man changed into the face of a baby. It was a transformation. And an oil was dripping from the man's face. He saw that. And he began to weep like a baby when he saw that encounter. It was like a transformation encounter. It was like what Elijah said to Elisha, if you see me, you will have it. And while he was seeing that, he heard a voice. The baton has been passed to you. That was it. When he came out from there and he went back to his hotel room, the rest, they say, is history. He walks practically in the realm of what is called the spirit of faith. Higgins spoke about the word of faith, but this papa walks in the ministry of the spirit of faith. What is the difference? It might be a topic for another time. The spirit of faith makes you to utter what normal human beings can say. It makes you to believe the unbelievable, dare the undearable. Follow the law of focus. That is number three. The focus of heart. Number four. Possess the hearing ear. And there came the sound from heaven. anybody that God will not speak to those who can't hear or who won't hear. There came the sound from heaven. You must be able to hear the sound. In the middle of the preachings and the ministrations and all the things that will be said, there is a sound that is particular to your life, particular to your ministry, particular to your destiny. We went to Dominican Republic, and one of the ministers who was there with me in the morning session of the ministry to the pastors, he said, I have been waiting on the Lord for a long time to show me something, to tell me something. He said, he just told me now why you are talking. He came from Nigeria to receive answer in Dominican Republic. He said, I have been praying, I have been fasting, asking God what to do, how to do this or that. He said, God just told me now while you were talking. From Dominican Republic, he began to call home and giving instructions on things to do. Your sound may not be my sound. What you hear that is making you to jump, somebody's wondering, why are you jumping? Critical thing is, let your ear be open. A hearing ear. If you will pray that, Lord, in the course of this week, give me a hearing ear. Possess a hearing ear. Number five, create a resting place for the Spirit. Said, cloven tongues as of fire, he sat on them. He sat on them. That sat means rested. God is looking for whose life he can rest. Many of us, our minds, our hearts are too distracted. Too restless, too unsettled. Many things going on at the same time. The Holy Spirit could not find a resting place. You remember, I am reminded of how Noah sent out the dove from the ark. Was it Genesis chapter 8, around verse 9? And the ark went. Sorry, and the dove went. And the dove, okay, look at, let's see from verse 8. And he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned back to the ark. The dove, the Holy Spirit, is looking for where to land, whose life to rest. And if he doesn't find, he goes back to source. Lord, you say I should work on that, help him. Lord, you say I should work on this man's life. Don't worry, leave him. Bible says while he spoke, the Holy Spirit came upon them. You say I should go to this man's ministry. I went there, but everything is too scattered. I am not at rest. I can find nowhere to rest. So I have come back. He said, okay, be here for a while and let's see how soon they will order their lives. But when the fire came, which is still symbolic of the Spirit, he sat on them. He could rest. Lord, I am sorry if the noise of my life, the activities of my life, made the Holy Ghost not to find a place of rest. I am available.
I didn't even have time for prayer, no time to study the word. I am too busy doing so many things.
I want you to find rest. I want you to find rest. I am tired of noise. I am tired of activities. I am tired of distraction.
I am tired of being everywhere and be nowhere.
Holy Spirit, find your rest in me. Have you ever seen when you want to pray for somebody for the baptism of the Holy Ghost? And it's making a lot of and all manner. And God is saying, that is not the focus. This activity is not the focus. Calm down a bit. At least speak in legible tongues. Today, are we ready? Stand up on your feet. Lift your hands. Leko parata titi la varaya da 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 da. Moko sto ferota ni la tasa ta fratosa na kla kakara kakada has la tishte yo. Meluta se fita runani na se ti fredo zola tosa la tika sa kla hadi sa leida. Jako ko parata sini tala ya da kakaya da 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 da. La kosto freto sini kile da radisa to faruna tala za hadasi. Tala da hazari ne toroto sina se ti fredo sina klara da hazari storia. Yagola hosi, perite sina satilaro to satus lahirisi. Yakala to Santa Fina, desolito frito salhari. Jaco copatalayati et la hasalala. Lift up your hands everywhere you are today. And see after me, say, oh Lord, line them up on the screen. Oh Lord, I have come before you today. Baptize me with a sensitivity of the Spirit. Help me, Lord, to understand the times that we are in. In order to connect with what you have for this season. Help me with desperation at the place of prayer. I receive a baptism of the Spirit of prayer. Help me, Lord. To be focused. Deliver me from the spell of distraction. In the name of Jesus, help me with a hearing ear. When the sound comes from heaven, the sound that belongs to me, help me to hear it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, not to be too distracted. Help me to create a resting place for you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Pray this in for the next 3 minutes. Pray this in, all of this in for the next 3 minutes. Shall I talk to the
In the name of Jesus.